That's with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, of Fox News, of Fox Business, commenting on the State of the Union message. And as I understand it, that night and then in subsequent days, we learned that the Biden administration is proposing in the second term to spend $7.1 trillion. I thought that that might be wrong, so I checked it as best I could. Liz, is that number correct? Is that what they're, is that the general understanding of the spending for the second term?
Well, yes. But, you know, let's take this with a grain of salt. I mean, this was, I think the State of the Union address was very much a campaign address. And this is a little bit of chicken in every pot type of wish list that Joe Biden came up with, which is not so unusual in a State of the Union address. But, you know, I think voters, forgetting Joe Biden's age, forgetting all the indictments against Donald Trump and so forth, the critical issue in America today is, how big do we want our government to be? Do we want the government taking an ever larger footprint in the economy? And that is what has been happening. And COVID really put that progression already underway, started, I would argue, by Obama with Obamacare. It really put that on steroids. So for a period of time, everybody was happy to see the government guaranteeing loans of all kinds, guaranteeing employment, paying for people's rent, excusing people's student loans, et cetera. So now the issue is, are we going to backtrack from that, or are we just going to plow forward, allowing the government, as I say, to take an ever larger slice of the economic pie? I would hope that Republicans mount a very fierce defense of the private economy. Joe Biden's always saying, well, I'm a capitalist, and then he goes ahead and runs totally roughshod over capitalism and private enterprise in our country. This is not a good thing, because over time, as the government share of the economy grows, productivity goes down. That means there's less profitability being created in the economy. That means there's less money for people working at jobs in the economy. It is a really bad idea. And that is what this budget proposal and his various comments in the State of the Union really promise. Now, I know he's trying to win over young voters with telling them they don't have to pay off their student loans. And he's trying to win over green advocates, climate people, who, and that's young people too, who are very concerned about environment. And yet, think, John, we just passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which even the president acknowledges was a badly named piece of legislation that really had all to do with a Green New Deal. And what's the price of that? It was supposed to be $400 billion. Turns out, oh, it's going to be closer to a $1 trillion bill. How can they possibly be suggesting even more climate spending in this current budget? I mean, it's completely nuts to me. So, you know, look, the budget is nothing. It never goes anywhere. Even during Obama's era, when he was a much more popular president, it would literally get zero votes in the Senate. This will get zero votes, I'm assuming, because no one is going to want to acknowledge that they want to put in a wealth tax. That was part of it. Put in all kinds of new taxes and cripple the economy, which is basically what it would do. But I tell you what, voters need to get up to speed on this, because if Joe Biden is reelected, a lot of the Trump tax cuts expire, including the corporate tax cut, and it will go up regardless of what Republicans would like to do. Let's say the Republicans take the Senate but not the House. Tax legislation is going to be a huge fight. So I don't expect Joe Biden's budget to mean that much, but it's the direction of his intention that I think should worry everybody. Tax revenues right now, I believe, are at an all-time high as a percentage of the economy. Again, not healthy, taking money away from private investment and private expansion. And that is, I think, an extremely worrisome trend, which everybody should be aware of.
Liz, just 30 seconds. Does Washington not believe that the spending caused inflation? Is that denied in Washington? 30 seconds.
Democrats have never acknowledged it. Joe Biden has never acknowledged that tsunami, $7 trillion, $8 trillion that we threw at COVID, which lasted in terms of a government shutdown and recession about 2 months, if you remember, that was excessive. Democrats have never owned up to it, and they were responsible. It was an extra $2 trillion that really ignited inflation, and I think it's really obvious that that happened.
Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.